Blog Talk Radio.
Today's sponsor of Southern Sense is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audible entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/Southern Sense.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble's face. You won't see him again. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, American.
Welcome to another exciting show with Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. So turn up the volume and enter our chat room or grab your phones. Call in and join the conversation. Help us to restore the republic to this country and inspire the majority to be silent no longer.
Well, look me straight in the eye. Tell me what you see. I'll tell the truth every time. Yes, you can count on me. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up and shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, 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 American.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Southern Sense here on Blog Talk Radio, Pundit Press, Kinetic Hi-Fi, The Fix FM, Patriot Radio Network, TeaPartyCommunity.com, Ghost Fighter Radio, iTunes, and Stitcher. And I'm your hostess with the mostest, the radio chick, Annie, along with my vivacious, my oh-so-suave, sophisticated, and intellectual co-host, the Kel Red Fox. Good afternoon, Kel.
Annie, how are you doing?
How are you doing today?
Get that baby girl voice going on, you know?
baby. I am so excited once again about the show today. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you do it, Annie, but you find the best and the brightest out there to be your guest, and I get to talk to them.
And once I find them, then everyone else imitates me.
I think one of my highlights, of course, was talking with Tom Allen Harridan. That was wow.
Yes. Todd is a lot of fun. You know, I've known him for a few years. He's always fun to be with. Yeah, his wife is so wonderful, and his son. I believe he's got a grandson that now is a couple of years old, but he doesn't look it. Oh, God bless his heart. God bless his heart. But we're going to have a great, great show, and we see Sue is listening in. So hello, sweet Sue from New Mexico. She's out there up on Twitter fighting for all of us. God bless her heart. See everyone coming into the chat room. Want to welcome a bunch of people there. Ah, we've got a great show. Our guest is going to be the Miller Brothers, Tom and Eric Miller, and their music is going up on ThomasMillerMusic.com, and they'll be joining us a quarter after the hour. Our friend Dan, I spoke to him a little while ago, and he's doing great. He is still under house arrest His wife has got him handcuffed to the bed so that, well, that doesn't sound right, does it?
House arrest. and no dessert for you. Well, he's got to listen to Dr. Jane's orders.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, you know, we've got to get moving along here. We've got, as everyone knows, that we do a dedication to a fallen hero at the start of each show. And today is two detectives from NYPD. I did not know them personally, but I was on duty shortly after the incident. And I remember the high tension that was running around through the precincts. And there is a story I like to tell about a person that I was guarding in a maternity ward in a hospital, and she was a junkie, and she was giving birth, and she was being so obnoxious that she was disturbing all the paying patients. And I read her, oh, no, I wouldn't do something like this, the Riot Act. And a number of years later, I was walking through the housing projects, and I saw her, and she said what I had said to her and the way I treated her that day made her turn her life around. She was drug-free. The baby was healthy. And I couldn't remember for the life of me what her name was. And then when I was doing the research for today's Fallen Heroes, I went back to my memo books. And you know what? It was that evening, the evening that these two detectives were killed, that I read her the Riot Act. These two detectives were killed escorting a prisoner. And I guess because of the tension being that high, I went nutso. But it helped. I guess it was God's will to change someone's life that night. But today's dedication is going out to two fallen NYPD detectives, Detective Keith L. Williams and Richard J. Garzon. They were murdered on November 13, 1989. And this is from the Officer Dan Memorial page. Detective Keith L. Williams and Richard J. Garzon were shot and killed by a prisoner as they were returning him to Rikers Island. The detectives had picked up the prisoner at Rikers Island to bring him to the Queens District Attorney's Office so a polygraph test could be administered. The prisoner was secured in a room and handcuffed to a pipe in the wall, but was left unsupervised. It was during this time that the killer broke into a locker within his reach and obtained a handgun. When the polygraph was canceled, the prisoner was cuffed behind his back and returned to Rikers Island. As the detectives drove along the Grand Central Parkway near LaGuardia Airport, the prisoner drew the weapon and ordered the detectives to pull the car to the side of the road. As soon as the vehicle stopped, the prisoner killed both officers. He unhandcuffed himself with the detective's handcuff keys and fled. The detective's killer was apprehended a few hours after the murder. He was subsequently convicted of two counts of second-degree murder and sentenced to 91 years to life. He will be eligible for parole in 2017. Detective Williams was assigned to the Queens District Attorney Squad along with Detective Garzon. Williams served for 8 years in the squad. His wife and daughter survive him. Garzon has served 20 years in the New York City Police Department and is survived by his wife and four children. The New York Times reported, a defective combination lock and a horrible series of little errors led to the slaying of two Queens detectives, police officials said. In this business, people make mistakes, as these detectives did, and they paid a terrible price, said Police Commissioner Richard J. Condon. The suspect, J. Stoney Harrison, a 25-year-old career criminal already facing murder charges, was rearrested hiding in a girlfriend's house in Brooklyn 10 hours after the killings. He was charged with two counts of second-degree murder and one count each of escape and a possession of a deadly weapon. The gun had not been recovered. Police officials laid the killings in part to a succession of lapses and violations of police procedures. First, the suspect's right hand was left uncuffed behind a steel bar on a table in the basement squad room in Queensborough Hall to allow him to eat lunch while he was left alone. He was within reach of the police lockers where officers store their revolvers, and a combination lock on one locker was defective so that pulling on it opened the lock. Next, the suspect was not searched before he left Faro Hall. His hands were properly cuffed behind him when he left the squad room, but at some point, perhaps by the time he left the building, they were recuffed in front. And lastly, he was allowed to sit unguarded in the rear seat of the car while both detectives sat in front. The correct procedure is for an escort to sit in back with the suspect. Some of these lapses are not unusual, but together they proved disastrous. Alice T. McGowan, the first deputy commissioner, called the killings a result of a horrible series of little errors and a horrible coming together of minor violations. She added, In and of themselves, they are not fatal, but altogether, wow. She said, however, this is no way to excuse the murderer. This guy is still a mad dog, she said. Dressed in a gray hooded sweatshirt and purple sweatpants, and flanked by a heavy concentration of court officers, Harrison, a man of medium height and a thin, downturned mustache, said nothing as Assistant District Attorney Robert Alexander told Judge Barry Crone of Criminal Court that Mr. Harrison escaped from custody after killing two detectives. At some point in his flight, he was picked up by a gypsy cab driver and driven to Brooklyn. Detectives who checked his correspondence file at Rikers Island found he had been in contact with Samantha Williams in the East New York section of Brooklyn, and they massed at the two-family house shortly before midnight Monday. Although officials said Ms. Williams denied any knowledge of his whereabouts, he was found hiding under a mattress in a first-floor apartment. Two officers suffered minor injuries in a scuffle to apprehend him. Mr. Harrison had about $200 on him when he was arrested. Investigators believe the money might have been taken from an empty wallet of Detective Gerzon, who was found with only $8 in a pocket. Detective Williams' pouch with his police badge contained about $40 and was left intact. Investigators said at some point in the shooting came from Mrs. Williams. Some of the points came from Mrs. Williams, who was taken in for questioning. We dedicate this show to these brave detectives. There's a lot more to say about Detective Gerzon and Detective Williams, how Detective Williams volunteered with the youth in his neighborhood, and how Detective Gerzon was a mentor to a lot of young men and women in his neighborhood, and how they did this on their off-duty hours. There's so much more to say about a person, but there's not always enough time. All we can say is thank you. All we can say is we honor these brave men and women, and we honor and dedicate this show to them by playing My Name is America by Todd Allen Heritage. God bless you.
I fought for my liberty. I paid with the blood of my people. Freedom has never been free. Now my door's always open to dreamers and friends. But when I'm attacked, I protect and defend. I stand for my respect for humanity. Now I'm challenged by tyrants who envy my. my power, but their vicious deeds become my finest hour. Because my name is America, I stand proud and free. My name is America, don't tread on me. I cannot be broken, I cannot be shamed. If you hurt me, I'll get stronger, and I'll rise up from the flames, and I'll always stand proud and free. I'm America, don't tread on me. America is my name. For those who need me, I'll always be here. For those who will harm me, I'll face without fear. But I'll always stand proud and free. I'm America, don't tread on me.
Todd Allen Harrington, My Name is America. And Kel, we have both our guests in our line, and we got ourselves a great show here. You ready?
Fantastic. We sure are.
And if anyone wants to know, Todd Allen Harrington's song, My Name is America, can be downloaded for free from his website, toddallenharrington.com. That's with the double E at the end. Or you can just go to YouTube and enjoy it there. I want to welcome aboard two young, talented, upcoming men in the music industry. I found them accidentally while researching information for another guest, but I'm proud that and happy that I can bring them on board. Welcome aboard to Thomas and Eric Miller. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. How are you?
All right. Now, I don't know which one is you, but I just kind of like took a guess on which phone number was each person, so... Now, you are a very talented young musician, the two of you. How did you decide to get into this industry?
All right, you want to go? I'll go first. Well, this is Thomas. We're identical twins, so we're sound alike.
I'm trying to figure that out.
Okay, well, I mean, what happened was that both my parents on our side of our family, both sides, they music has just been in our lives. You know, everyone's musicians on my dad's side and my mom's side. And growing up, we were always in church growing up. So we were always into sports, but then we realized that, you know, we also had a love for music. So after playing for Louisville, we had a football scholarship, but we both got injured because we had bad shoulders, which is also from the family as well on both sides. So after that, we fell back down in South Florida. We tried to walk on at FIU, which is Florida International University. Didn't really work out, so we just continued going to the church down here, which is Pastor Hadabaugh's church, which is in Cooper City, Florida, which is in Fort Lauderdale. And we just end up getting more and more involved with the music department. And, you know, after a while, we were creating music, and we just finally had a love for it. So we don't want our talent to go to waste. You know, whatever talents we have, we want to make sure we give glory to God for it. So that's why we started writing music and making music like that.
Yeah. Now, two of you have a powerful message with your music. And what brought you to my attention is when I was doing the research for Joe Kaufman running for office against Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I came across your video. And yeah. I ended up playing it several times. And when I spoke to you on the phone, I was explaining this because I happen to love it. I'm not a big fan of hip-hop or rap or anything like that. You know,
yeah.
You can tell I'm a little bit older, a different generation, a different style. But I absolutely loved what you did. And in the video, it looks like the two of you are just simply having pure fun. And that's the difference between someone performing music and just performing the music for sake of performing it. And others who feel and are the music.
Yes.
Well, Eric, you take off on that one.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of people, a lot of the musicians nowadays, it's more of a job for them. It's how they get paid. And you know, I've been working, you know, past couple of years, and, you know, it's your 9 to 5. You go in and you do the work and then you're done. But with that video, I just remember it was just so much fun. You know, it was, and when you have a passion to do something, it doesn't matter if you're getting paid or not. You know, you find that passion in it, and that's how it was so much fun, because I have a passion of doing things like that, and it's been a part of me of so long, and that's why I can have so much fun with it.
Oh, absolutely.
And let me add to that too, if you don't mind. Also, too, with Joe Coughlin is that what I love about Joe Coughlin is what he believes in. You know, he stands for moral. He has a moral compass, pretty much. He knows the difference between right and wrong. And with that, that's very close to our beliefs. You know, we grew up in the Christian faith, and we truly, you know, believe and stand with the Word of God, and we believe that what he stands for is something that, you know, this district out here definitely needs. So that's why when we're doing the song, the lady who was actually campaigning for Joe Coughlin goes to our church. So she said, hey, can you guys do this video for us? Do something. I was like, okay, I can make a song. So she just handed me a list of, you know, what he's good for, what he's campaigning on. And I just wrote a freestyle for it. And then I was like, Eric, let's just do this video real quick and see how it turns out. So we pretty much just freestyled the whole thing, you know, went through it, and actually turned out to be a really good hit. So it was a lot of fun.
All right, well, let me play the Joe Coughlin thing. Let me see if I get this queued up correctly.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Gotta vote Joe. Gotta vote Joe. Yeah. Yeah. Don't you know?
Okay. Vote Joe.
A man of maturity has experience in national security to keep the border safe, put smiles on every face, to keep this land free, to remain a great place. Yeah, Joe Coughlin is an advocate for health care, making changes to make the system truly fair, like dropping premiums so they're not sky high. Free market health care, yeah, it's time to try. He stands strong for income tax reform. What a fair tax, no matter which class you belong. Number one congressman for this nation. He tells the truth without hesitation. So out with the old and in with the new. It's time to vote for Mr. Joe so he can work for you. Cause Joe Coughlin, he's our man. If Joe can't do it, bet you that nobody can. So vote Joe. Cause Debbie's gotta go, vote Joe. Cause Debbie's gotta go, vote Joe. Cause Debbie's gotta go, Debbie's gotta go.
Right now, walking around the house going, vote Joe, vote Joe.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. We need an applause button there, Annie. That was fantastic, gentlemen. Fantastic.
Oh, man. But I got to tell people, they got to go to your YouTube page, which is Thomas Miller Music, and look at the video, because you can listen to it here on the audio, but when you see the actual way the two of you are interacting and dancing around, it's just like, I was going, yes, vote Joe.
Awesome.
You know, it is awesome. You know, we have a lot of different conservatives that come on the show, you know, of all shapes and colors and whatever, but you really must get a lot of grief because you two are black conservatives.
Well, it's kind of tricky, you know. Well, the church we actually go to is it's a very mixed culture church, so we have like 40 different nationalities in there. So it's funny because as soon as it comes around election time, it's always this church kind of just splits in half, you know. So I always tell people, you know, you don't get a lot of grief because what I do is I always tell people about, you know, when you're voting and stuff, when you're going to the polls, before you go there, do your research. And of course, if you say yourself a Christian, you need to vote to what you believe in, you know. So the Bible talks about certain things about for like abortion or certain things like that. That, you know, that's the principle. Some of the stuff, the more right and wrong is the principles of what's Christian faith. You know what's right and wrong and know the difference and having a moral clarity. So that's what I always go about whenever anyone, you know, comes at me for anything. And I said, the way I think these people should vote is to do what you believe in. And what I believe in is on the Bible. So that's how I always go about that argument.
You know, that is so very, very true. And unfortunately, we are having such an assault on our religious beliefs. And it's gotten to the point where various different churches are now splitting. You know, I have that problem with my church that we are right now in the middle of a lawsuit because the church that I belong to and a lot of the churches in South Carolina here that belong to the Episcopal faith are conservative churches. But because the rest of the country up north and out in California have a more liberal view, we've decided to split. And now they're trying to penalize us by trying to take our church property. So now we're in a huge religious battle within our own church. And this is what society has now done to us. They've made us more divisive than inclusive. And it's just such a shame. It's not what our country was built upon. It's not our founding principles.
Exactly. And I like what my pastor does whenever it comes into, like, I guess we kind of avoid the whole split because whenever when it comes time for that, like the election that we're coming up now, he always preaches on the Bible and he uses that as a compass. And then he teaches us to go from there and then we can go out and make our decisions. Because we have so much different people in our church. We have conservatives, we have people who are liberal, people who are split in the middle. So it gets crazy, you know, so. But I like the way our pastor really, you know, focuses on going from the Bible. I'm not sure my brother actually moved to Tampa, so like, I don't know how you do it in your church, Eric.
Well, at my church, in my pastor, it's the same thing. He preaches the Bible, and when it's time to vote, you know, you have to vote. You have to vote what you believe in, and again, he uses the Bible as a guide. So and that's where it goes back. That's always the basis. And so, for instance, with the Bible is a standard and it never changes. So even though, you know, time changes and people changes, the Bible never changes. And when what that means, right and wrong will never change. Right and wrong will always be the same, no matter who's president or no matter who's you know the governing of our state or states or something. The Bible will always show what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah, it is so refreshing to hear two young men talk in that manner. And this is what we need. We need to get our country back to its faith. And too many people are walking away from church. And you look at the falling congregations, and then you look at what's going on the outside, where you've got Miley Cyrus being a role model. Oh, please.
Yeah, it's very, very sickening.
You two are role models. You two are are what the youth should be looking up to because you are what America is. And it makes me so happy and so proud to meet you and to have you highlighted here. Anything I can do to help, God bless you too. That's for sure.
God bless you too, for sure. Well,
I have to agree with Annie is that you two fine young gentlemen should be the role models. It seems that it's not only in the United States, it's in Canada, it's in the West in general, that we have fallen into a sense of decadence. We have lost our moral compass. So when we come across fine gentlemen like yourself, this is so refreshing. But it shouldn't be refreshing. This should be mainstream to us. We should be living by the values of Jesus Christ in which he taught.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, it's funny because, you know, we get Christianity being bashed left and right. You now have the IRS that wants to go into the churches and listen to the sermons to determine whether or not there's any sort of political speech in there. So a church like yours that is conservative, a church like that is mine that is conservative, they you can easily twist anything to make it sound political.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So all they're trying to do is silence us once more. And I think, you know, there's a couple of pastors that have Free Speech Sunday now that they're openly saying to the IRS, go ahead, I'm going to talk and I'm going to do my sermon. And if it's political speech in it, so be it. Come after
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
And they
that's how it has to be. It has to be that way because the Bible says that you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. So even though people are listening, you can't change what the truth only because of you want to save, you know, the truth will never, again, the truth will never change. It will always be the same, you know. So it doesn't matter who's listening. It doesn't matter if you'll get sanctioned or they're trying to, you know, penalize you. That doesn't matter because you have to stand for what you believe in. And always move forward with it.
Yeah, that is the truth. Now, you just sent me a couple of remixes, so I've got them up in my email. I'm going to try to see if I can get them from the email into the player, and let's see how successful I am. And what I'm looking at is, let's get the player up here. I think I've got it. All right. You have the song In Your Presence. Tell me about that.
Okay, well, this is Thomas. I actually wrote that song, and one thing that the Bible does speak about a lot about is being in the presence of God, you know, because that's where you're going to find everything you need, you know. You must search him for him and without ceasing. So I believe in the presence of God, that's where he dwells, you know. Instead of where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst. So that song was written because I think what people are getting away from is actually seeking after his presence, and whether it's reading the word or whether it's, you know, singing songs or actually just praying and worshiping. So this song is just my version of how I feel when I'm in when I'm in his holy place, you know, whether it be in my closet or in the church in the prayer room, or whether I be right in my, you know, right beside my bed. So it's just speaking about there's no other place but in the presence of God. And that's where, you know, he will cover us with his presence and where healing can happen, where, you know, where everything, you speak with him, he will, and you can find everything that you need. So that's where the premise of that song is.
Well, that is the truth, and I really do have to tell, unfortunately, it's a funny story and a sad story at the same time. I had been raised originally Roman Catholic, and I had been admitted to the hospital. I was in cardiac intensive care, and because the hospital form had said I was Roman Catholic, they sent a deacon into my room, and he's looking at me, and he says, you haven't been in our church. And I said, no. And at that point, I was trying to determine whether or not I wanted to remain Roman Catholic, if I wanted to even find a church. I was in that one of the, you know, that nowhere place where you're just trying to figure out what was going on still, because certain things that happened to me that really shook me to my roots. And it wasn't that I was questioning, you know, God or Christ. I was questioning how he was being worshipped, whether or not this church was the one I wanted to be in, or if there was somewhere else I wanted to go, or whether or not I wanted to stay with my own beliefs in my own little world. But he came in, and he said, oh, you haven't been to church? And I said, no. And I said, you know, I really haven't been, honestly. And he said, you're going to burn in hell.
Wow.
I'm in cardiac intensive care, and he's telling me I'm going to burn in hell. And I said, basically what you said, you know, isn't he always with us? Isn't he part of us? Isn't he inside us? And if more than, you know, two or more gather in his name, is not Christ there? You're going to burn in hell. You're being blasphemous. And I said, okay. About a year later, I'm in the hospital for surgery. Same deacon is walking in, same routine. And about a year and a half later, I'm in the hospital for another surgery, same deacon, same routine.
Wow.
And here I am going, get out of the room.
So they're trying to use fear factor on you, huh?
So when I heard your song, In Your Presence, it really struck me. It hit me right to the core because, you know, I am with a church. I've been with the congregation now going on 4 years, and I'm very happy. It's like family. And when we are together, you can feel the presence. And that is why this song just means so much to me. So I'm going to play that. Here we go. I'm going to cue it up and let's
presence.
Get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In a constant pursuit, I'm chasing after you until I am consumed. In your presence, I'm lost in the sound of your glory coming down like a mighty rushing wind, yeah. In your presence, in the secret place, I gaze upon your face, is where I belong. Oh, is where I'm overtaken, then I am transformed, is where I belong. Oh, 'cause in your presence is where I cry out, in the shadow of your glory pouring out, where I hide myself till I'm captured by your love. 'Cause in your presence is where I belong, oh, is where I belong, is where I belong, oh, where I belong. Yeah, I feel the weight of angels all around me. Words not describe fully how it's in your presence. Captured by the waves of your love pouring down on me. No other place I'd rather be than in your presence. 'Cause in the secret place, I gaze upon your face. It's where I belong. Hey, hey. It's where I'm overtaken, and then I am transformed. It's where I belong, oh, 'cause in your presence is where I cry out, in the shadow of your glory pouring out, where I hide myself till I'm captured by your love. 'Cause in your presence is where I belong, oh, is where I belong, is where I belong, oh, where I belong. In your presence I'll find peace and rest, till I'm covered by your holiness. In your presence I'll find peace and rest, till I'm covered by your holiness. In your presence, Lord, find peace and rest, till I'm covered by your holiness. 'Cause in your presence, Lord, I'll find peace and rest, till I'm covered by your holiness. 'Cause in your presence is where I cry out, in the shadow of your glory pouring out, where I hide myself till I'm captured by your love. 'Cause in your presence is where I belong.
All right, Thomas Miller with Eric Miller accompanying him, In Your Presence. We're going to be back in 1 minute and 5 seconds as I try to earn a few dollars to pay for this radio show and its Audible books.
Southern Sense is now being sponsored by Audible Books. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of these online books, you know,
I don't like, you know, having to download them and sit in front of a computer or my smartphone or something and read. But I checked out Audible, and I was amazed. If you go to audibletrials.com/southernscents, you get a 30-day free trial. Now, I tried it out, and I wanted, because you get a free book if you download, and I decided, what book am I going to download? So I thought, what do I not have time to read that I can listen to and be enriched? And I downloaded the Federalist Papers. Now, this is a 3-volume, 9 hours of recording, $30-some-odd value I got for free. So check out audibletrial.com/southernscents and download your own free book.
All right. Audible Trials, check it out. And I'm telling you, it's a great, great way to get books. We're back with Eric and Thomas Miller of Thomas Miller Music and my sweet co-host, Sweet Kel, the Red Fox. Kel, isn't that absolutely sweet voice he has?
That is beautiful. The singing, it so inspires me. The lyrics inspire me.
Thank you.
Like I alluded to earlier, gentlemen, is that you should be the rule, not the exception of role models. This, what I see going on about us, Annie and I, we speak about this quite often. And by the way, my name is Kel, and
hey, Kel.
I'm his co-host tonight.
Hey, Kel.
I should introduce myself.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, you gentlemen as well. It's so, like I say, it's an honor. Annie has the best and the brightest on the Southern Sense program. I was wondering, how can, like, you have the website. I've been putting that in the chat room. Annie and myself have been putting that in the chat room. How
mm-hmm.
did you two come about? And perhaps what I'll do is that I'll address this to Thomas and let him respond to this. But how did you know? What was the critical juncture in your life when you knew that we were living in a sense of moral decay and that you had a voice and you could do something about it, Thomas?
Well, when I realized, let's see, that's a very good question. I guess, to be honest with you, is that I knew for a very long time. I would say, well, I don't know if that's long, I'm still young. I just turned 30. But I would say, as far as using my music to try to change the world, I always knew I wanted to affect the world. You know, first I wanted to be on TV or something with football, but then when I realized I felt the calling of God in my life was music. So I would say that was about, always knew it, but I guess I answered the call. I started writing like in 2005, 2006, but I never knew, you know, how to get my music out there. I wasn't really pushing to get signed by a label because I don't really care about the money. I just want the message to get out. So, but recently people are just letting me know the music is awesome. You have a great voice. You guys are talented. Not only that, but the music you sing is very anointing and very inspiring and motivating. So just, I would say, just this year, actually, is when I actually decided, you know what, let me just get my songs recorded, which I do in my house, but now I want to take it to the studio and sing them professionally. So I would say this year, I actually think I really answered the call to my music.
Yeah, I'm looking in the chat room. I got to apologize. I got distracted for a second.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about spreading the message, and I'm looking at people that are in the chat. We've got someone from England, someone from Spain. My co-host is from California, not California, Canada. The wrong C. I'll get cursed after
nice.
That for that one. But, you know,
I am, eh?
Shows, but using shows like this, we help to spread the word worldwide.
Exactly.
Because Kel's co-host that's listening in the chat room right now, he's fighting Islamic fascism in England, and Kel is
mm-hmm.
you know, facing the same thing up there in Canada, and we're facing it here in the United States. Oh, I want to let everyone know that the call-in line is open. If you want to call in 917-889-3675, just remember, if you want to talk to us, press the number 1 so we see that you have a question, and you'll raise your hand. But, you know, it is inspiring and music and a message that you have. Are you going to be putting together a full album? Because I know that you got a couple
yes.
of covers that you out there, but a total complete album.
Oh, yes, yes. So, for example, this song, In Your Presence, that's the original song that I wrote. another song that people are like a lot called The One. It's a song about inspiring people to actually answering the call of God and making a change, you know, being the one to answer the call. And yes, I am planning on actually, because all the music so far you heard, is I just did it in my studio, in my garage, you know, so we are looking to go to the studio pretty soon, like at the end of this year, and to get ready to actually put out a full album. But I have many songs, but the thing is, I never knew people would like it. So, you know, it's kind of funny. I always bother myself, like, oh, this is not good enough. So it's funny, people are hearing my music by accident, well, not accident, but not intentionally trying to hear it, and a lot of people actually love it. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking to put something out by the end of this year. And also right now, I'm going to be putting up, like, for example, this song and The One. If people actually want to go and download, they can actually download the song from the website. I'm actually going to have it up by the end of the day today so people can actually get these demos if they want to, you know, add it to the playlist and stuff like that.
Yeah, I am glad that you sent me the remix because the demo that I had downloaded had a lot of, you know, different noises on it. But this one is a pure,
yeah.
a nicer cut on it.
Thank
and
you.
I think when you did the video of The One, this is the one I remember correctly, you were sitting in a room and your back was to the corner of the room and there was crown molding that came up behind your head. And it struck me, it was almost like the wings of an angel sitting over your head.
Nice.
And I don't know if you did that deliberately or it just came out accidentally.
No. Accidentally, I haven't even noticed that. Have you noticed that, Eric?
No, I didn't know that
wow.
either.
Wow.
Gentlemen, I do my research.
I need to go back and look at that.
I believe it is the one called The One. I do believe it is because if you look at, you'll see in the opening shot, that's the cover shot that you have on the video, and he's sitting with his corner. It's a white room, and you're in the corner, and there's the crown molding over your head. So,
I'm actually in my living room. So I went out and I looked. I had to take a peek at it to see. I'm definitely going to watch it over again.
All right. Well, I've got The One queued up. Let me bring this on so people can enjoy it. Such a beautiful song.
Let me be the one to give my heart. Let my worship fill your throne room, God. In your presence I will give myself to you. Humbled I bow down, your will I do. I will answer, I will be the
Let
one.
Let me be the one to give my heart.
Let my worship
fill your throne.
Got me completely unawares on this one because I listened to what you had on your website, but here you've got in the orchestra, you've got in the chorus, and when did you do this?
well, it's funny because I forgot when we talked and you asked me to come on the show. I told the band, the guys, listen, we got to get this recorded real quick because we got to put this on the I want to put it on the radio. I want it to be nice, you know. So I think it was that same week I went to the church. I brought my equipment there, and we just recorded it there, got the singers together. I sent it to my brother, let him put the guitars down, so it was kind of done in different places. So, and we got a demo quick, and I just finished mixing it just now and uploaded it to you. So.
when you called in at the show when we were just starting and our promo and our introduction was playing, you said, well, you just emailed it. I'm going, oh, God, I'm hoping it's going to upload in time. And when I work in my studio here, I'm working between two different computers, and I deliberately do not have networked. So in case if I get an attack on one computer, I can still operate off the other.
Nice.
But
yes.
I have them only linked through my mixer board. So I had to take it from the computer that has the email account, switch it over, upload it to the other computer.
So while the intro was going,
I was doing
you techie.
You did the orchestration and everything for this whole thing?
Yeah, so pretty much what my brother plays, I'm not as good as he is on the guitar, so he does all the guitar stuff. I composed everything, so yeah, I do it all. I write the vocal parts, the chords for the music, I write the lyrics. And the arrangement was done between me and my brother, and then I showed my band the way it is, and then they did it at the church. And we pretty much do it all. We do music. I don't outsource anything. I do it from the top, you know, from the bottom up.
Wow. I mean, to get the orchestra to do this right behind you, very, very talented group of people you work with.
Yep. You know, church musicians are always the best.
Man, but you really, really did floor me on that. That I did not expect. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful song.
Thank you.
And now you, when you remix it, you're probably going to have to refilm it with the crown molding.
Exactly.
I remember you have to superimpose some angels in the background or something like that. Oh, jeez. Now, you said you want to get your album together by December. Are you going to try to release it by Christmas time?
Well, I will. It all depends on how soon I get into the studio. I would love to get it out by Christmas, or if not, it may have to be in the beginning part of the year because we're still in the beginning stages. I still have to, you know, we haven't even gotten into the professional studio yet. So, and I know my brother is going to be working on a project too, for himself as well, and also so it's a. That's what I'm projecting to do. But, I mean, if people want to subscribe to my website, they can. I just set it up because I tried it and it wasn't working, but they want to subscribe to Thomas Miller Music. At the bottom of the website, it has a newsletter, and I'll be keeping everyone up to date, you know, letting them know when I'm going to be putting out the music and stuff like that, just in case it doesn't pop out in December.
Yeah, putting the link back up in the chat room again. It is on our homepage here on the show page, so people can either go to the show page and click on it or go into the chat room and click on it. You're also up on YouTube as well as Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes, YouTube and Facebook, that's correct.
And Twitter, too. Can't forget Twitter.
Yep, I have Twitter. Yes.
Thomas
and Instagram as well.
Say
that again?
And Instagram as well, or no? Instagram?
Yeah, and Instagram, yep. And on my website has all of the links. So if you go to the website, Thomas Miller Music has all of my links. I'm going to have to get Eric's stuff up too because Eric, my brother, hasn't put up his website just yet, you know, because it's still kind of new at everything. But on my website, thomasmillermusic.com, at the top of it has all of the links as far as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, you know, whatever you want to. Okay.
All right, Eric, what project are you working on?
I'm actually working on – I'm going to be working on a project on my own. It'll be me and my brother as well. But it's going to be a lot of lyrics with my own words because right now my brother, he's been doing a lot of the lyrics and I'm helping him with the actual, you know, the construction of the song. So I'm going to start out with maybe 5 of my own songs with my own personal lyrics. And it's going to be really geared toward the acoustic guitar. Because I love worship songs with the guitar in it, with it being acoustic, it melts me. So that's in the working right now, but it's going to come out probably next year because we're going to be working towards his album first. And so mine's kind of on the back burner right now. So and it's in the beginning stages of just you know, finding lyrics and doing that. And the really cool fact of how I find my lyrics, what my wife and I do, we actually read through the Bible from Genesis to Revelations in about 90 days. And, you know, there's so much stuff you can find, you know, to find lyrics. So you find something that really speaks to your heart. And then that's how you build a song. So that's how it helps me. That's how I build my songs. I always go back, of course, in the Bible. So...
Man, it had something flash through my mind. Here's Eve, you know, doing her evil sin in the Garden of Eden. You're a bad girl, Mrs. Eve. Little Dr. Susan there. But that's going to be interesting, absolutely interesting. You need to keep in touch with me on that when you're getting ready for that, both of you. Because I'll have you absolutely back on again. You know, you've got a couple of cute things that you also have up on your website, Thomas. You have one that's called Your Mind.
Yes.
And you were trying to woo someone, weren't you?
No, actually, no. See, that's the funny part. I never thought people would think about that. Actually, no, Your Mind is actually a song that God's speaking to us. So it's Him telling us that, you know, no matter where we go or how far we've gone, because I have a lot of people in my friends who actually were Christians in church and then they actually backslid. So I kind of wrote it for them, and it's telling them, God telling them, no matter how far you've gone, I created you. You know, I created you for my purpose. So no matter how far you go or doesn't matter, you know, where you're at, you still belong to me. So I never thought someone would think that it was a song about wooing somebody. But I guess it could be, now thinking about the lyrics.
Well, yeah, you were talking about curves and angles and things, you know, thinking, uh-oh.
Curves and Angles? No, that song. No, that's a cover song. If it's Curves and Angles, no, that's probably a cover song I did for a contest. That was, I think that was All of Me. Yeah.
All right,
I
could be confusing it. All right, because I do have both of them downloaded. Oh no, wait a minute. Your Mind is the one with the little Valentine candies, isn't it?
Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. Yes, that song. Yes, that was for a Valentine's Day. Yep, you stand correct for that one. I apologize. Yeah, my friend came up with that. He wanted to Be My Love is what it's called. I'm sorry. We made it for his girlfriend at the time, and I made it for one of my friends because she didn't have a Valentine. So I felt bad for her. So we made the video, and I wasn't dating anyone at the time, so I was really good friends with my friend, so I made it for her, and we sent it to her. So that's for a little cute people.
Well, I could imagine you sitting there with the Boone's Farm, you know, apple wine there, and with the thing of candy going, can we make a song out of Whoopi's candy?
Yes. And this was another one that was just, it was made just, you know, off the top of our head, you know. We just thinking, okay, let's just make a song real quick. Let's do this. Did it like 10 minutes, and that was it. And then
well, I'll tell you what, to let people know how great and witty the two of you are and how you can put together something in 10 minutes, let me pull up Your Mind. And let me get this up here. Come on, open up. Of course, it's going to be stubborn. And it's not going to be... It's going to be stubborn. Come on, there we go. Here we go.
With arms wide open, you can run to me. I will set you free, say, I will set you free. There's nowhere you can go, there's nothing you can do that can separate me from getting back to you. All I want you to do is just find your way back to me, 'cause you're mine, you're mine. For my desire, you're mine, you're mine, you're mine. Can't you hear me calling? Now is the time. There's no mountain too high or valley that's too low where I cannot reach you. All my mercies can flow. So pick up your cross and follow me. You can see through my eyes. I'll show you your destiny. I'll guide you there. All I want you to do is just give yourself back to me. To see you're mine, you're mine, you're mine. Created for my purpose, sketched from my design. You're mine, you're mine, you're mine. I made you in my image, you're crafted from my mind. Please see, you're mine, you're mine, you're mine, yeah. For my desire, yeah, you're mine, you're mine, you're mine. Can't you hear me calling? Now is the time. You're mine.
All right, I confused the song. So that was another one that you had saying, you know, giving God's word out. You have
exactly.
So many great songs, yeah. Oh.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more to come in the future. So.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Right now, I'm actually on my way to Fort Lauderdale from Tampa right now, and we're actually going to be working on music together as well. So we're gonna, I was like, Thomas, you know, I mean, you know, let's go. I'll come to Fort Lauderdale and let's make some lyrics up. You know, let's write a song.
That's how it starts. Well, that's not a short drive.
Yeah, it's not a short day. Well, my mom is moving back to Kuwait, and she's catching a flight from Miami, MIA today. So I was like, you know, let's come down. I'll bring my guitars, you know, and we can write lyrics after I drop her off at the airport. And then, you know, so.
Wow, moving back to Kuwait.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was working over there for a little bit. Now she's going back because she actually met her husband from North Carolina was working in Kuwait as well for the government. So she's moving back over there to be with him for a little bit. So we're going to miss her dearly.
Aren't you going to be a little scared?
I'm sorry?
Aren't you going to be a little scared for them over there with everything that's going on?
Well, I mean, at first I was really scared. Yeah, funny story, because when she went to Kuwait first, I was so afraid. And then I was emailing her, and my mom emailed me back. She's very, very, like, I don't know how you could say, very, very, like, she talks totally different than when she emails. So I thought she was captured by somebody. So I was like, whoever has my mom on there, give it back right now. I'm going to email the president. I was going off. But she's okay. Kuwait's pretty safe. We got to go visit Kuwait, and it's a pretty safe country. I am a little bit afraid because, not afraid of war, it's right next to Iraq. But, I mean, it's so protected. Like, it's everything's fine. And right now there hasn't been any worry about ISIS trying to come over into Kuwait at all, nothing like that.
It is pretty safe. The base right there, the Kuwaiti base is right there. That's one of the biggest U.S. bases in the Middle East. It's a really safe place at the moment. So,
well, our prayers will be with her and your father, and hopefully they come back home.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh geez, I don't know. I'd be freaking out. I can understand you going, I'm going to email the president. But then again, the way he treats us, I don't know whether or not he's paying attention. He's probably out golfing somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Now, all these songs that you have on there, none of them are a hymnal. They're all your own creation.
Yeah, all my own creations. But once I do want to, you know, I'm a big fan of taking the older hymns and mix and then doing them over. Or like mixing the old with the new, because I love one thing I'm for is crossing generation gaps and also culture gaps. So I want to definitely take some older hymns, once I have the rights to use them, and I want to, sing them as how they're old and then cross them into a new way to reach the new generation as well.
Yeah, now, in the 50s and 60s, gospel music was a real huge thing, and it kind of like died out, I would say, in the 70s, along with the new hippie generation, which I grew up through, and the 80s with the disco, and now with the 90s and the 2000s influx into our society. But I seem to see them starting to come back. More and more artists are starting to perform them. And where they had not performed them in the past, they may have been like, say, for example, country or, pop or something. They're starting to get into the gospel hymns. Are you finding that people are now becoming a little bit more interested in them?
Yeah, it's actually growing a lot. I even see a lot of the secular artists doing, and they're called inspirational. They'll do a lot of inspirational songs where it's kind of considered like almost crossing the gospel. But yeah, it's a very big industry, and a lot of more people are doing it. It's almost like how the whole the health food movement is coming back now too. Everyone wants to be healthy now. It's like it's coming back. So I want to see how long it lasts.
No more Twinkie defense.
Exactly. So I'm glad, and I hope. I mean, music is a way. I know what was Lucifer in heaven? He was a music director. He was the leader of worship. So that's why he has such a power over the music right now, because that's what he did in heaven. He led worship. So right now, music is a tool the enemy is using to destroy our youth, and to take away the innocence of our children. So I want to do everything in my power to come out and make music the way it was designed, which was to worship, to worship Jesus. So that's what I'm trying to do with my message and get people back on track.
Yeah. Well, I want to welcome everyone that's up in the chat room and let them know that the call-in line is open. We got a bunch of good people up in the chat room. It's 917-889-3675. We do have a couple of people listening in on their phones. And if they do want to ask a question, just remember to press 1 and we'll bring you on so you can make your comment or question. I see one of them happens to be a fellow BTR host that has a Christian show. So maybe he may want to press 1 and talk to y'all. But one of the things that I do is I have on all different types of artists, and one person I had on is a woman that has a company called Heart Songs for Veterans. Thomas and Eric, when you get your albums out, get in touch with me again, and I'll see if I can hook you up with her. Her name is Jill Pavel, And what she does is mm-hmm. she has you donate one of your songs to whatever veteran cause you want. And the sales from that song goes directly to the veteran cause. It does not go through her. She doesn't touch a penny of it. And it'd be some way to get yourself promoted plus help the veterans at the same time. I think the three of you would be a good match.
Oh, I would love to do that. I would love to.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, if anyone's interested, it's heartsongsforveterans.org, they can see all the different fantastic artists. And I think you guys would be great going in there on that. You've got a fantastic message and word. And
thank you.
I think it's important. And we do have another Thomas. Thomas is the invisible conservative. Good afternoon, Thomas. How are you doing?
I'm good, Annie. I'm sitting in Subway, so you hear all the background noise. It's because it's full, but I just wanted to call in and say the music is awesome, and I like the message of the two young men, and keep up
the
good work. So.
Thank you so much. You definitely will.
Thank you so much.
All right. My mind just got sidetracked again. Kel, step in. I just went completely blank. I hit a CRS moment.
It's okay, Annie. That happens to the best and the brightest of us. And, hey, Thomas,
yes.
It's great to hear your voice as well. Wonderful radio program you have there, Thomas. Gentlemen,
I have
been listening to you both speak. I have been listening to the music. I am very, very excited that you perhaps will have a CD out come this Christmas. Thomas Miller, you answered my question
mm-hmm.
a little while back about your inspiration to engage in such a very important spiritual project. And
mm-hmm.
now I want to ask Eric the exact same question. What was your inspiration, Eric?
Well, my inspiration started back when we were in high school. We were in Florida, and the state of Florida is a big state for football, and you know we were just in the news on TV always. So we were heavily recruited by, you know, like University of Florida, University of Miami, a lot of colleges across the nation, and we end up going to University of Louisville in Kentucky, and there it was just, I can see how the world was pulling on me, and I was going in one direction, but Christ was always right there in the midst and telling me that you don't fit into this. This is not your purpose. I have a purpose for you. And it came to a point where I had to make a choice, a decision. Either you're gonna try and finish college and go play football in the NFL, or are you gonna stop doing that? Are you gonna pick up your cross, and are you gonna follow me and do as I say? So it came to that point that I had to make that decision. So that's how it spoke to me. It was like, you need to be more involved in what your talents are and what I created you to do. And, you know, I was created to worship. I was created to dance for him. I was created to praise. You know, that's my purpose here. And so I want to be that. I want to fulfill that. And also, I have a new purpose as well. My wife and I are pregnant, and we're having a child in January.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I want to be the best example to my child if I can be. I want him or her to know I want them to know why they were created for, and I want them following their, you know, I want them to be, have great role models. And as we know, as you said earlier in the show, there are a lot of great role models. There are role models out there, but they're all for the wrong message. And if we can have more people that are better role models in this world, in this nation, you know, wherever you are, you know, the better we'll be. But unfortunately, that's not the case at this moment. So that's my inspiration. Also at my church right now, I do a lot. I'm involved heavily in church with our children there. I'm actually a coordinator for quizzing in the Bible quizzing. So I have a lot of kids who look up to me, and they see me singing and playing the guitar or playing the piano, and they see that I write music, and they see that I'm really heavy in the Word of God. And they look up to me, and their parents come to me and say, Eric, you're their role model. They look so much up to you. And you know, I have to be careful, like, because everything that I do great, they see, but I got to remember the things that I do not so great, they also see as well, you know? So I always have to be, you know, just to remember that I am a role model locally, you know, at my church with these kids, and that I have to always be, you know, a light for them. So that's my inspiration.
You know, you said something important that, you know, people look up to, you know, the role models and see the good they do, but they also are seeing the bad they do. And unfortunately,
yeah,
Today's society is just dismissing the bad and not holding anyone responsible for their personal actions.
Exactly. Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. And, you know, that's not how it should be. You know, like, everybody just wants to see the good in what everyone does, or the made-up good in everyone does. But then, you know, there's the other side of what people, you know, of what people see. Like, for instance, unfortunately, a lot of these artists that, you know, that are just in secular, their message is just so totally wrong and not, you know, not anything good. But then again, they do a lot of great stuff. Yeah, they do. But then you got to look at the other side and see what do their lyrics really mean. And my brother and I, we actually go deep and study, you know, some of the meanings of these lyrics. And man, you might want to have that on another show, but there's a lot of meanings that are not good, which I'm pretty sure you're aware of. But you know, I would say, you know, one day everyone is going to be held accountable, you know, and that's how I look at it. You're going to be held accountable, and everything's going to be written down, and then you're going to have the answer for that. So,
yeah, you know, we had our pastor when he was doing our sermon this past Sunday. He made a comment, and everyone laughed, but it is a fact that's true. You know, you can look really great showing up in church every Sunday and saying your prayers and singing the hymns, but that's not going to get you into heaven.
Exactly.
Doing that is not going to get you into heaven. It's how you behave, how you treat other people. You know,
exactly.
You can open up your wallet and be, you know, a very wealthy person and throw money at a charity, but that's not going to open the gates of heaven unless you yourself have been a good person inside and outside.
Yeah, and right now, like, our society is going into only a Sunday, you know, Christian. And Monday through Saturday, I'm doing my own thing. But on Sunday, I'll be okay because I'm going to church, you know. I'm doing my thing. I'm paying charity. But come Monday, you know, I may feel, I still feel a little good. Come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, you're back doing your same old thing, you know. So, and unfortunately, that's how it is. That's how our society it is. But, you know, you gotta try and work back to living for Christ Sunday to Sunday, you know, and every day in between.
And some people are CEO Christian, which is Christian and Easter only.
Yeah.
Or Christian and Christmas.
And I want to make one more comment here, too. And the thing is, just like you said, being a Christian out loud is like, it's so funny because just because I'm being a Christian, we get attacked, you know? We get attacked. So what I like to do is what my pastor always teaches me, like you said, is I'm not going to – the way about people know that I'm different is because by my attitude, by the way I treat others, how I love others. So a lot of times people are like, Thomas, why are you always smiling? You're, like, always happy. You're like, what's wrong with you? And so that's what I do. I just be a great example of how Christians should be. I try to be Christ-like in every area of my life. I know I'm not perfect, but, you know – and people actually notice when you – if you're a true Christian, people will notice something different about you. And they know by your actions. And so that's what I love to do, is not just speak out of my mouth, but also live the life that they're supposed to live. And that will make a big difference.
Yeah, and it's not an easy path to go. But, you know, they did a study last year, and the liberals were actually shocked that the happiest people in the world were practicing Christians.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the Sunday-only Christians, but the actual practicing Christians,
yeah,
the people that walk the walk and talk the talk. And, you know, it's not an easy path to walk, and I know that I am full of a lot of faults, and I'm quick to anger. That's one of my problems. It's the Italian side of me, you know, so I can be anger. And the German side says, I hold that grudge.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all do have faults, but we have to recognize them and just do the best we can to overcome them. And when we slip back, you know, take that extra step forward to try to drag yourself forward. We do have another caller coming in the line. I don't know if they want to talk, but I'm going to see if I can bring them in on the line.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Area code 443, you're on the air live with Southern Sense. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
You reached moving. I was just listening in online and didn't hit number one. So just trying to catch a piece of the show because my internet connection is so bad. So.
All right, moving. Well, I'm going to just mute you. And if you want to call in and make – you already called in. But if you want to make a comment, just hit one, okay?
I just have one comment, and that is, thank God we're all still moving. I'll listen in. Take care.
Thank you. Oh, man. And we still have the other Thomas Dwayne Smith in the line. So, Thomas, if you ever have a comment, you know, just jump in anyway. But we have the other cover of yours, All of Me, that you sent me. And let me get this in. Tell me something about this song, All of Me.
Oh, well, I mean, that was just done. Okay, that was a cover song. It's by an artist, John Legend, and he's a secular artist, but he grew up as a Pentecostal. I'm Pentecostal, which is Christian. You know, we just believe on the Book of Acts a lot. But it was just for an actual contest that I was doing for, so I did a cover song. That's all it was for. So it was just pretty much just a love song, and one day I'm going to sing it to my wife, you know, when I get married, because that's one of my favorite love songs to sing.
Oh,
so that's pretty much all about it.
Oh, man. Eric, you got to make sure when that happens, you've got to videotape it.
Okay,
Eric.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you will.
And it'll probably be a YouTube sensation. So here's your love song to your future wife.
'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you.
While we take a very short break, let me tell you about our sponsor, Audible. Audible are books that you can download online, and you can sit back and don't have to read. You can hear it play in the background. I checked out the free trial, and the free trial you can check out is at audibletrial.com/southernsense. And the book I chose to download my free trial was The Federalist Papers. And I can't wait, because when I sit in my office and I'm working, I like something playing in the background. Normally it's, you know, listening to some other talk show or listening to some music. But this way, I can be enriched and have something. I don't have time to sit down and read hour after hour. I got over 9 hours of recording of over $30 value of the Federalist Papers as a free sample. Just trying out audibletrial.com/southernsense. Check them out. You'll be pleased.
All right. And we're back with Southern Sense here on Blog Talk Radio, Pundit Press, Kinetic Hi-Fi, The Fix FM, Patriot Radio Network, TeaPartyCommunity.com, Ghost Fighter Radio, iTunes, and Stitcher. All in one breath, Kel.
I love your voice.
And our guest is Thomas Miller and Eric Miller, the Miller brothers of ThomasMillerMusic.com, and my co-host Kel of Red Fox Radio. And, you know, we have Sweet Sue now, who just raised her hand. Good afternoon, Sue. How are you doing in New Mexico?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Looks like rain. But I just wanted
to say,
pardon me?
Hi, Sue.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say how inspiring your music is. You know, I always say that music is there for us when the eyes cannot see, and it touches your soul, and your music is touching my soul right now. And can't describe how wonderful it is. And I wanted to know, are you on YouTube? I share a lot of music from YouTube, and I'd like to share.
Yes, I am on YouTube, actually. Well, first of all, it's very nice to meet you, Sue. And this is Thomas. Yes, I am on YouTube. I know Anne has the link up on her blog, but also if you search for Thomas Miller Music, and it should pop up. I'm not sure, or I could give you. Honestly, I always had to send it to you, because usually if you put in Thomas Miller Music and search for channel, it should pop up right away.
Okay, I will definitely check that, because it's amazing what music can do. And in the darkest and most depressing times of your life, music can enter into you. And
it sure does.
I think your music needs to be shared with the whole world. And God bless and thank you.
And I want to thank you, too, because it's funny, because for a while, I didn't want to share my music because I thought it wasn't going to touch anybody. So I just want to say thank you so much for letting me know how the music affects you and touches your life. Also, you can go on Facebook. If you look up Miller Music, and music will be spelled M-U-Z, as in zebra, I-K. So M-U-Z-I-K, and you'll get to our Facebook page as well. So Miller Music.
Okay, thank you.
On Facebook. You're welcome. God bless you.
Sue, you can also just go to ThomasMillerMusic.com, and at the top left-hand corner of his page, he's got the links to all of his other sites. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. It's all up there. And Sue, you're up on Twitter a lot, so I know you're going to be blasting his music all over the place.
And subscribe. Subscribe, too. I'm sitting at the bottom. At the bottom, you can subscribe on my website. Okay?
Okay. I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Oh, wow. Sue is one of the wonderful angels out there. She's just a godsend to a lot of us here on the radio, because she finds a show she loves, and she'll just keep on tweeting it until she gets people to show up. And she's just
like
an angel. So, you know, she stays in our prayers. Oh, man. But that song, All of Me, was the one I was talking about that I got confused with.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about that song. The curves and edges, it's kind of funny because it's like, I guess people look at it different ways, but I guess you can look at the curves and edges meaning the good parts, you know, and then edges meaning the rough side, because the curves mean how wonderful she is, but then the edges meaning how, you know, how sometimes you need to get kind of, you know, kind of rough. So that's why I'm being easy. I just said no to my brother because he's married already. But I love that because it's talking about loving all of somebody, even when they're happy and when they're sad, when they're rough, when they're mad, when they're, you know, gone down, they're downswing, everything. So that's why I love that song.
Well, I can kind of imagine my husband saying some of that to me when you got to the point where you're crazy. I related to that song very, very well. You know, I've actually been married 21 years. My husband and I have been together 23 years. And for both, well, I'm his fourth wife. He's my second husband. So I think the good Lord just put us through our paces until he said, no, now you understand this is where you belong, the two of you.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you got to go through that to get where you got to be. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, Thomas, are you already planning your wedding, or are you just looking for someone, or, you know, are we playing matchmaker here?
I got to be careful what I say because he's listening in right now. I am courting a lovely young lady from my church. Her name is Samantha Stiles. I don't have the date yet, but yes, I mean, you know, God willing, you know, it's going to be done soon. I can't say anything else besides that because I don't want to give anything away. But and she's also a very lovely singer herself. She's a very high soprano with a beautiful voice. So you guys will be hearing some stuff from her too when she listens to her music.
Oh, that'd be awesome to have her on your albums. That would be fantastic.
Oh, yes, she'll be on there for sure.
Wow. So now you're planning on the album. Do you have anything beyond that for the future that you're going to be looking at?
As far as music-wise or?
Anything that you've got planned in the road.
Well, I mean, nothing just as yet. You know, I'm just kind of leaving open to where, as far as what's going on because, I mean, I would love to go full-time in music. That's my passion, you know, and God willing, I want to go full-time. I want to do multiple albums. I want to work with other artists, you know. I want to, and it's not just about the music either. It's the whole ministry that I'm doing. And maybe another time on the show we could do a segment on that, which is called Pursuing Presence, where it's where people are, you know, I want to be able to travel to different locations and actually spread the message and actually spread, you know, and teach people how to actually get into God's presence within worship and, you know, how to go about being in God's presence, stuff like that. Nothing in stone yet, you know, but definitely you will be hearing a lot and seeing a lot from me coming up, God willing, in the future.
Yeah, it's funny because this past spring, I was involved in our church in something called Alpha, and I don't know if you've ever heard it, but it's a program where they have the unchurched come in and learn about, you know, church. Yeah, and it's supposed to be non-denominational, and you try to do it non-denominational so that they can decide where they want to go. But it gives them an introduction in and tells them, hey, there is something more to life than, you know, just running to your everyday job. And this is what a lot of people are so busy. They're so insular into themselves that they just look around. And it's taking the kids to soccer practice and going to Dairy Barn for that latte and running to the grocery store or running to do this and running to do that. And they're just so busy going from point A to point B, and they just don't pay attention to what's around them.
They don't. And I think it's like a trap. It's almost like a trap. We're so busy with work, the kids, you know, all our activities, social gatherings. And you're so right. People get so distracted by their own selves and lives that they forget the need that's out there. You know, we're supposed to go out and reach the masses. You know, we're supposed to go out there. You know, I mean, the world's doing it. They're reaching people by the millions with their music, with their tactics, with their craziness, with their people like Miley.
With Hollywood.
Hollywood, yeah. They're spreading their message, you know, and we're, us being God's people, need to remember that we have to spread his message and forget about ourselves. That's why it says deny, you know, yourself, pick up your cross and follow me, because we have to, you know, we have to wake up. I like to call it a media-induced coma. You know, people go to work, and then they come out of work, they go in front of the TV, watch TV all day, you know, go to sleep, wake up, do it again. It's almost like the people are getting brainwashed by this mess that Hollywood's putting out, you know, that they're being induced to watching. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. I like that program. I never heard of that program before, but I'm definitely look into it. You said it was called, what was it called again? It was called Alpha, correct?
Alpha. And yeah. The gentleman Alpha. That has a lot of good instructional videos and stuff that we use, his name is Nicky Gumbel, G-U-M-B-E-L, Nicky Gumbel. He's a minister out of England, and he has great instructional videos that we use and booklets and everything that we've used to do it. And it's very interesting and very, very rewarding. And believe it or not, I had never, ever done something like that. One of my pastors had called up and said, I think you'd be good for doing this. We want you to be a leader. And I said, say what? I had no idea. I had no idea what he was talking about. So he gave me a brief description, and then I go walking in cold turkey. And I said, oh, good Lord. And, of course, now they go through the whole rigmarole on the weekend that you're going to feel the Holy Spirit. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. Me, you don't know me. You don't know the crap I've pulled in my life. And, you know, funny thing is that, you know, the weekend comes like about halfway through, and I have to say that, yes, I did. And it took me, and it rocked me to my very, very core. And if anyone has ever experienced it, I walked away. I was so physically exhausted that the next day all I could do was just sit there like a blob in my easy chair and just try to absorb everything that happened. And even when I think about it, you know, you feel an overwhelming power come over. And it's really, really hard for people to understand. But here I was, you know, even up to that afternoon when they say, you're going to, not this person. I don't think so. There's a big black X to my name. But it is amazing that what people will feel once they come back to faith. You know what I find amazing? You mentioned Hollywood. Have you noticed how many movies now are in religious theme?
Wait, say it one more time. It broke
how
up
many
a little bit.
Movies? How many movies are coming out with a religious theme?
Oh yeah, almost every movie.
Yeah, and it's interesting. All of a sudden, it found like Hollywood realized what side of the bread their butter is on. And I'm just hoping that people are not doing these movies for the sake of making money, but they're doing it to actually spread an honest message. That's the problem. That's the only problem I see with something like this.
Yeah. I agree with you.
No, I totally agree.
Go ahead, Kel. I hear you asking a question. Did I lose Kel?
So you were mentioning that your mother is going to Kuwait. In light of what has, and you did say that she is going to be very safe and sound, but of course you're going to miss her. How long is she going to be away?
Well, it's kind of iffy. The minimum is going to be 6 months, but it can be, you know, a year. It can be 2 years. We're not really sure. Last time she left in 2008. And she didn't come back till 2011, so she was gone for 3 years last time. So
wow.
I'm hoping it's not more than, you know, a year, but we'll see how long she'll be gone for.
Hopefully,
oh,
get my dad and mom to move back here. You know, that's the goal. Want them to move here.
Oh, then you're going to be missing some of Mama's home cooking. I'm going to tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys are welcome to come up here to Canada for a nice home-cooked meal, believe me. You two always have a place around my dining room table, believe me.
Our family in Canada, I don't even know where they were from. Do you know what part of Canada they're from, Eric?
I can't even remember.
Oh, yeah. Canada, there's so much up here that is God's country. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm so fortunate to live in a province that you can't shake a stick without hitting a tree.
have you guys ever seen I grew up watching have you guys ever heard of a program called Anne of Green Gables?
She's from Prince Edward Island.
So when we were little, my mom always watched that everyone else. So like I fell in love with Canada because of that movie. So I never been yet. I wanna go, but I wanna see the countryside. Like I don't wanna see any of the cities. I wanna go to God's country and see all the beautiful, the beautifulness of it.
All the wonders. So, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
The Rocky Mountains in Alberta. Going down the through the Rocky Mountains with the mountains on either side of you, it's daunting, but it's just so beautiful.
The
lakes that we have here, the forest, one of my favorite spots in Canada. I've been fortunate in that I've been from one end of the country to the other, because I always said to myself, before I travel abroad, I want to see my entire country. I haven't been to the territories, but it is fantastic. Vancouver Island with the Cathedral Forest is unreal. Like those redwoods, they are the size of giants. You look like an ant standing
I hate to do this to you, but I read the book Anne of Green Gables long before that movie was made. Quite a long time. The woman that played Anne probably could have been my daughter. No, not true. Not true. Not exactly true. Anyway, we're going to play your other cover, the last cover you have, Our God. Tell us about that one. We're down to almost our last 17 minutes here, so the show is really going real fast.
Okay, it did go fast. I didn't even think we were going to be up this long, so time flies when you're having fun, that's for sure. So Our God, one of my favorite gospel singers, his name is Israel Horton, or Hooten, they pronounce it. He's he does what I love. He does a lot of cross-culture mixing. So this song was written by Chris Tomlin, who's he's a contemporary singer. I know him and Israel do a lot of stuff together. So we want to do a cover for, the song, because we love the song and we wanted to put a little twist on it like Israel did. He did a little, kind of a hip-hop twist to it. So I wanted to see how that went. And if we mix, we're a fan of mashing songs together, which is called How You Have Our God, and at the end we have How Great Is Our God. So we kind of put two songs together just because it's kind of cool. We did a lot in worship in our music in our church. When we want the music to flow, we kind of put songs that kind of go together. So that's pretty much it, and it was just a song. Our God's message is about Our God is greater than anything. So even though this world is going to keep getting worse and worse, just like the Bible said it would, we know that our God is greater than anything, and he can overcome anything, and Jesus has all power, and he controls all. So that's the message of this song.
Let's hear a little bit of Our God, and here we go. As we wait for the intro.
Oh,
That is absolutely awesome. Our God, yes. By Thomas and Eric Miller.
What a beautiful song. I used to produce for Randy L. Noble of Cross in the Desert, and that was one song that he would always play on the radio program. I was singing along.
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah, and I do like the way you did it as the hybrid, and, you know, the way you blended it together was so nicely done. The two of you are so very talented. It's amazing.
Thank you.
And just wish that we can have the rest of the whole world just tonight just listen to this, and that they can hear such a beautiful message you guys have. But like I said, you're right now, you're playing in England, you're playing over in Spain, you're playing up in Canada, and Lord else, wherever else. We've got like over 100,000 people that listen in on iPhones alone. So you never know where your song's going to pop up. So we hope everyone turns into ThomasMillerMusic.com and sends you guys across the charts.
Awesome. Yes, that'd be awesome.
Can I get a personally autographed CD, me and Annie?
Oh, of course, yes. You want to know why?
And one to me in South Carolina.
Well, I'm going to do it this way. You guys were the first radio station to actually bring us on. So we never ever been on the radio before. So you guys are going to get a personal CD every time we put out an album. Signed and everything.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, thank you.
There's a couple of things that we've done for the first. You know, we're helping Sergeant Dave Davies in his march across America, and we were the first station that broadcast him. And now he's been having several TV interviews. There's one TV station that's going to be following him as he does the march and documenting him. So we've done a couple of firsts here.
Nice.
So you never know where people will show up next.
Mm-hmm.
But we're down to our last 10 minutes, and let me just bring Sweet Sue in one last time. So, Sweet Sue, we got 10 minutes on the clock. You want to make a final comment or a question to Thomas and Eric? Sue, you with us? I think she walked away. I think we lost Sweet Sue. All right, I guess we lost her. I know Thomas Dwayne Smith did drop off, but Cal, where do we go from here? I mean, I don't even know how to top this. These two gentlemen have absolutely flabbergasted me, and I don't know how to top
can't,
it.
We can't at this point, and I can hardly wait to send this show to Randy. I can hardly wait to send it to everybody.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I would love to speak with you gentlemen myself and maybe have you on another radio program when you can free up some time.
Okay,
I produce for a lot of radio shows, and I was a regular producer with Randy L. Noble of Cross in the Desert. He speaks of hope and freedom, Christianity in Iran. He speaks with Christians in Iran. His show is absolutely phenomenal. I think that, hey, Randy, you're going to be listening to this in archive. Hey, Randy, guess what?
Hey, Randy.
You know, I may even send a copy of the scan to Tom Allen Herrington, because he sometimes uses guys like you as, you know, singers in some of the songs he does, because he just released a album with a lot of gospel music on it.
Nice.
And he got people from all across that did the backup singing with him. So maybe I might send a copy of this over to him. I have to send him some of my Brandy Peaches and Peach Butter, as well as to Kel and to Dan. So I think I'd
that
be
sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Come down to Florida, too.
One thing I learned real quick when I moved from New York down to here to South Carolina is how to make one heck of great grits. My husband has a tendency to make them lumpy and collards and fall-off-the-bone ribs. And oh, shit.
No.
To me, it's like a...
What part of New York are you from? What part of New York are you from?
I was actually on Long Island, but I was also a cop in Brooklyn.
Yeah. We were born in Brooklyn, actually. We were born in, like, the East Flatbush area, but then we moved here when we were, like, four. My mom didn't want to grow up in the city, so she moved us to Florida, so...
Well, East Flatbush was not too far away from where I was. I was in the Bushwick.
Oh. Okay.
I was right off the Williamsburg Bridge, all the way over to Flatbush Avenue, Flushing Avenue.
Yeah, so okay. I know exactly.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fun places. But I enjoyed having you guys on here. And as soon as you get that CD, both of you, give me a shout. You got my number, and we'll have you come back on.
Oh, definitely will.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So everyone listening, remember, you can go to thomasmillermusic.com. I have two of my own original music up there. I'll have the one up there and In Your Presence. So if you guys wanted to get it from there, you can grab it from the website and just be in tune. You can subscribe to the website as well, which is going to be at the bottom of the website. There's a subscription link, and then, you know, we'll definitely let you guys know when we're going to release our upcoming albums.
Fantastic. Fantastic. It has been a pleasure, gentlemen. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I welcome you back anytime.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
An honor to meet you, gentlemen.
Nice to meet
you as well.
All right. Thomas and Eric Miller, thomasmillermusic.com, and he's got on top of his webpage all the links to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I think there's print rest up there. I said YouTube. So check it out, thomasmillermusic.com. Well, Kel, we're down to our last 5 minutes, and we've got a couple of great shows lined up. We have coming up on Friday, Reverend Henderson. He's out of Texas, and he's got a lot of great stuff going on with him. So we'll be talking with Reverend Henderson on Friday. And then
Wonderful.
We're going to have Sergeant Dave Davis come back on. He's the Vietnam veteran that the VA mishandled for 20 years, and now he is dying from cancer, and he's fighting mad, and he's going to be marching on the VA. He's going to be marching from New England all the way down to D.C., and as he told his sons, if I don't make it, you drop my ashes right on the steps of the Capitol. You bring me straight there. So we're going to be talking about with him about his march and fighting for the health and care of his fellow veterans. So, like I said, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up, and I'm hoping everyone will be joining us again. Kel, you've got a show coming up, right, today?
Yeah, I do. Tonight I am doing the Freedom Loving Infidels on the Radio Jihad Network at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and then I'm debuting a show, and this is the Vlad Tepes program at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So, it never slows down around here.
That I know. It never does slow down. But I want to welcome everyone and thank everyone that has been in the chat room. We've got Bigfoot. We've got Tim scratching his violin. We've got Anna out in Spain. We've got full guests. And we've got Sarge. We haven't seen Sarge in a while. Hello, Sarge. And then we've got Tim Tapp. And Tim, if you've got a show going on tonight, put it in the chat room. Tim has tapped into the truth. He's also up on teapartycommunity.com, as well as Blog Talk Radio. So I want to thank everyone for joining us, and I hope that you do come and join us again on Friday, same bat time, same bat station. And hopefully next week we'll have Dan back with us. And prayers go out to Tim, the cat strangler, Tim Burton out there. He's still in the hospital, is he not, Kel?
He was released on the weekend. He's at home. He's resting comfortably. He's actually looking pretty good. He's sounding very good, but it's going to be a bit of a recovery for him. But I'm very pleased to let people know that one of the best co-hosties a lady could ask for is at home, and he's doing well.
Well, Jane, if you're listening in, I say the same thing about Dan Butcher of Pundit Press. And I did put up earlier in the chat room, I put up a new article about the IRS on Pundit Press. So just go to thepunditpress.com, and Dan's been posting articles up there too. So check out thepunditpress.com. And I hope to see everyone here again on Friday. Same bat time, same bat station, and we'll have more fun. Until then, good night and God bless.
Good night, Annie.
Good night.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble.
You've been listening to Southern Sense Blog Talk Radio. Producer and your hostess extraordinaire is Ann Ubelis. The theme music, American Stand Up, is written and performed by Don Fortney. For more from Don, check out his webpage, teapartymusic.webs.com. Southern Sense is a proud member of Ghost Fighter Radio and Freedom Media Network. Southern Sense is common sense. Take it out, Don.
American.
American.